Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag, because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juice Box.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
Sorry, I burped.
Don't burp over my kiss.
I burped. And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And we have a very fun episode today. We actually were invited to Comic-Con.
Well, we were there with the Canadian Podcast Awards at their booth. And then we got to do a really cute live taping of our regular programming. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. We got facts wrong. And then right away, you got to tell us.
Yes, that we were wrong. You got to raise your hand and go, actually, Juice and Cynthia, that's wrong. And it was very nice to
you
see.
You didn't have to upload on speakpipe.com.
And say, you know what, Juice, you suck at this. No, so it was really, really fun. But I will say we did only have a 45-minute time slot. So we did kind of have to get right to the nitty-gritty with the episode. So there is going to be some things about the episode that we did not get to touch on.
Exactly. If you're used to an hour of us gabbing, it's more like 40 because Comic-Con said that's all you get.
And even then, like right at the end, it was very like, you got 10 minutes left. And I thought that meant we were over time. So I started to really rush through.
I was proud of us. We did a good job. I kept my eyes on our little timeline. No, it was great. It was so much fun. If you were there this weekend, we just want to thank you all for coming, supporting so many people at the booth afterwards. We had an absolute blast. And again, thank you, Canadian Podcast Awards, for having us. It means so much.
Mm-hmm. But thank you guys so much. And we'll just get right to the episode.
The live episode.
There we go. You can interact with us. Don't worry. We're beautiful, but we're not scary. Cynthia's scary.
I was gonna say, speak for yourself. Yeah. I'm horrifying.
She's horrifying. It's those beautiful eyes. How are you, Cynthia?
I'm good. I do have to apologize, Juice. I thought our costumes were gonna be on the same level of glam.
Bitch.
Mine's a bit more glamorous. And
I literally showed up in velvet and feathers, and she showed up in velvet feathers, rhinestones, amongst chains. I was just like, isn't that rude? I wanted to come in cosplay because we're at Comic-Con. And she went, what if we just wore these? And I was like, fine.
One year, I am going to come to Comic-Con as Cynthia from Pokemon.
Yes.
Because I feel like I can't not.
Yes.
This one just came out of nowhere, though, in our calendar. And I was like, we're just pulling something out of the wardrobe.
She was like, can't you just be like one of Cynthia's Pokemon? Yeah, thank you. The Pokemon fans understood that because I was just like, absolutely not.
Her particular cast or crew in the Pokemon ball
are very my energy, you know? The kind of ugly, like there's like ugly.
That's the thing about Comic-Con. I don't.
Yeah, it's giving Garchomp. Okay, it's giving, she's like, yeah, Garchomp. Oh my God. Anyways.
But here on Semi-Qualified Queens, we review RuPaul's Drag Race, and last night it was the 12th episode of season 15.
It was the 400th episode of season 15 of the millionth fucking... Oh, I'm so sorry. I keep swearing. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. They just fall out. But anyways, we are reviewing season 15 of RuPaul's Drag Race. This was the Rusical. Did everybody watch the episode?
Okay, work.
Who didn't watch the episode? Great. Spoilers.
Spoilers. We've left it out of the fridge. It's gonna spoil. This episode is about to expire.
Sorry, divas. We're gonna try and give you the best like ASMR of this episode that we can. But
we gotta dive right in.
I know. We don't have much time. So we usually do this and talk for like 2.5 hours and then like cut it down. But now we're gonna have to just
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours.
Hour and a half.
2.5 hours of just gossiping. we just have to dive right in. So
I know.
Do you wanna go for it?
It's goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Aw.
I liked her.
Everybody's saying, aw. I was a big Marsha fan.
Me fucking too.
I didn't think she was going to go far because, you know, they only can have so many white twinks do well.
I relate.
I know. Same. I was out first episode. They said, white twink, get out of here. Anyways.
But how do we feel about Lucy and Lux sharing the win from last week? Because it was the comedy challenge, right?
I thought it was deserved and I was happy for them. But I mostly like when Lucy just gets right close to winning just so I can watch her face shatter in front of everyone.
Let loose. I said let loose.
Has everybody been obsessed with that song lately? I felt like it was such a slow burn with Let Loose. Like, we were all so obsessed with Anitra for the first few weeks that we were like, oh my God, Let Loose is a banger.
Yeah, we were too busy walking that duck to realize letting loose is also amazing.
I have just been walking around screaming it.
Literally.
Let loose.
Have you let loose today, Juice?
I don't know. Has everybody here let loose? few good. Of you. Good. Yeah. The other ones are just like, not yet, diva.
I just think it's so camp how she isn't actually letting loose. The irony, she's just like smiling so hard when she doesn't get the success she feels she deserves. It's there's something poetic.
Yeah. It's because I thought Let Loose was just like a fun camp song, and then Cynthia explained that to me. She went, no, the irony is that she is so high strung that her anus could make a diamond. That she's not loose in the least bit. And I was like, oh my God, yes, exactly. So I'm a little sad that she won last week because I didn't get an unhinged Lucy moment. But anyways.
It is what it is. It's a new day in the workroom, and we're down to the final six. Can you believe it? I can.
We haven't had any double saves yet either, have we?
No, and I don't know if we're going to this
season. What about a double elim?
Oh, I love a double elimination.
We haven't had one yet?
No.
Oh my God. Do you know what they're going to do now? This is what they did last season. Now we're at the final six. Now they're going to screw with us. It's going to be like a month long of the final five. They're going to be like, nobody goes home tonight. Everybody gets to stay. And then the next week they're just like, what happens next week? And then you're just like, is there going to be an elimination? Because remember last season, it was the only person that went home for like a whole month was Jasmine.
Yes.
It was like 4 weeks of Drag Race and only one person went home.
It's true.
It felt like I was going to die and never see the end of that season.
Well, we've been too terrified to review the American version of this show because it's endless.
Yeah.
We stick to Canada where it's short and sweet.
I know. Do we have any Canada's Drag Race fans here?
Well, I would hope so.
Casey, I swear to God.
Casey, we're going to need more from you.
Yeah, we're going to need a little bit more energy. And everybody here watches the American season, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah,
silent nods. The Canada one got a lot more cheering, I'm just saying.
Hey. But yeah, so how do you feel about Mistress entering her chaotic era, a new era?
I wouldn't say Mistress is entering a chaotic era.
That's what I thought. I was like, you've been crazy the whole season.
Yeah, I feel like she's just sort of sat within this like insane moment of just like screwing with every single girl on stage.
Endlessly.
And just like constantly like,
yeah, she like, is the screwdriver. The others are the screws.
So when that happened in the episode, I kind of had like a, okay, but that's fine.
You rolled your eyes?
I wasn't a roll my eyes. It was just like, it was almost Mistress's delusional era.
Anthony, insert shade button here.
Yeah.
I typically own the soundboard, so I'm like, I'm feeling naked right now.
Yeah, we don't
have my soundboard realness.
No, we have to add Let Loose onto it.
Let loose. So where are we? So we're finding out our maxi challenge for the week. It's the Rusical. They're casting. Certain people want certain parts. It comes down to Lucy and Lux both wanting the part of Heaven Bacon. This Rusical is based off of Footloose and is called Wig Loose. There's a trend. I feel like Lucy is trending this season.
I just need to know how many people here are old enough to know what Footloose is. Okay. And how many people have no idea what it is? Great. I feel better about my age. Just the two in the back are too young.
That's not bad.
I feel better. It's because that new,
they remade it.
The remake came out, which was so bad. But yeah, so they're fighting over the lead.
Yes.
But Lucy, who is not loose, is refusing to let go.
Super tight.
She's just like, I just think that I would be very good at this part. And Lux is like, diva, it's the lead. That's why you want it. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And how dare you accuse me of that?
But I get it because it's frustrating when someone isn't admitting why, like what their intention is. Like Lucy wants that role because it's the lead. Yeah. She wants to stand out. She wants to talk the most on stage. And Lux isn't having it. She's like, girl, this part isn't perfect for you. It's a trash role for you. You just want it because you talk the most.
But it's literally the carbon copy. You know how when you see these descriptions, it's almost like they make it to describe each person in the room.
Each queen left in the competition.
Each queen left. They literally write a description for each queen, and then they hope to God that they're like, you can read this out. And then the ones who are too delulu to notice it, they just go like, no, that's me.
Like on my season, when Kendall played Brooklyn... Yeah. And I played Amanda Prugel.
Yeah.
What was going on there?
They were like, you know what? Do you know what a perfect role for Cynthia Kiss is?
The biracial queen. From Handmaid's Tale. Yeah.
Give that to her. I feel like that's a good fit.
Rock, paper, scissors. It'll get you every time.
I know. The delusion that Kendall Jenner has is how I want to live my life.
It's growing every day.
Oh, she thinks that she is the richest woman in Canada, and love it.
Yeah. She just spends her money. She earns it too, though.
She does.
Hustle.
I wish she would spend it on me.
She does sometimes.
When?
on Instagram comments because she's worried you're mad at her.
She thinks I'm mad at her right now, so she's been commenting a lot of really nice things on
She's like, yes, diva.
Yes, diva, go on.
Work, diva.
And I like the attention, so I'm not saying if I'm mad at her or not. I'm not. I'm not mad at her at all, but she's. But I'm just allowing her to continue with my engagement.
It's a good place to live. Keep people scared.
Yeah.
And I think that's Lux's strategy in this competition.
Good segue.
Oh, did you like that? But that's what I think is going on here. She's very confident. Yes. I feel like if I was in competition with Lux, I'd be scared.
Yes.
She's intimidating.
I mean, I'm scared of any kind of like someone who's under 25 who's really good at drag.
You're just scared.
I'm scared. I'm scared of the Georgis universe.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Sminty, Fiercelicious, Georgis, they all terrify me.
And they're 23-inch waists.
23-inch waists and their tongues like whips.
Yeah. Ugh. Little whippets. Drag whippet dogs.
Isn't that like poppers?
No. But it's also a dog breed. It's
whippet?
It's like a tiny Italian greyhound.
You're lying.
Jenna Marbles.
That's a whippet?
I
thought it was like when you took whipped cream and you like...
It's probably a brand.
And you inhaled the... Yeah, that's a whippet. Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, they're spelt differently. Oh, see. Okay. So, oh, oh! Thank
you. I love
you.
It. One with an I, you're, one
this
with
This one's
an
just
e.
Like, I've done them for ages.
this is brilliant. This is brilliant because on a regular episode, not in front of a live audience, we would have just carried on and you would listen in your headphones and go, no, you dumb girls.
You would be like,
get
shut
it right.
Up, my
it's
God.
The same thing.
Thank you. We appreciate the correction.
I really appreciate it.
I know, but we both made it. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Sometimes we frustrate people so much that they phone in and they're like, hey, last week you said that thing and it was terribly wrong.
And I just want to give you guys the heads up. It's not Cynthia who makes them mad. It's always me.
Yeah, you get under their skin.
They hate me.
No, but I like that. I honestly think that's a compliment. You're inspiring them to feel something.
Yeah, of course that you like that they're like, listen, juice box, last week. And I'm always just like, oh, well, they collected me again this week. Jesus.
Well, sometimes I'm scared I'm too vanilla to the point where I don't inspire anyone good or bad.
No, no, no. What Cynthia does is Cynthia plants the seed and then she allows me to elaborate and get mad about it. And then she just sits there like, yes. They are going to rip her to
shreds. We will wear
shreds.
These costumes and you will look less glamorous than me. Okay, the rules. Sasha's doing Carl, which I love. The trans queen said, I will pick that character. Anitra's doing Mama Bacon. Lucy did get the role of Heaven. Lux took the high road and said, you know what? Doesn't matter the role. I'm going to kill Christian. Mistress did Miss Honey the teacher. And Selena is Tuck.
Tuck.
How did we feel about the actual Rusical having them like out of drag? It was like boy drag.
I thought it was fun, but the only thing I was thinking about was just like, what was the turnaround for them getting into drag? Because, like, I can do my drag face really fast because I'm stunning. But some people, it takes, like, 2.5 hours.
Me.
I know. She's a dog under there.
It's true.
She's a whippet.
I'm a dude under there. That's the thing.
Such a man.
Yeah.
I know, and I'm just a soft little bald woman. So easy for me to just put this on.
But yeah, it's, I don't know. How did we feel about this? Wait, do we want to talk about the mirror chat and then get into the Rusical?
Oh, no. Who cares about the mirror chat? Let's just go into the Rusical. Oh, no, we should probably... No, never mind. We should probably talk about the mirror chats. They were very important.
It was very important.
She points. She's like, no juice. I'm like, oops.
So obviously right now, what's going on in the States as far as like drag being so politicized, I felt like this was such an unfortunately relevant thing for the show to cover. The actual Rusical, the musical, is covering how in this made-up town, drag is being banned and it's outlawed. So I thought it was... very interesting. So,
like looking in a mirror.
The things that are happening in the States right now, it's really frustrating to watch as a Canadian because it's not our country, but we work with these people. We are drag queens. We work in the States sometimes. And it's
scary.
It's scary to think that there's people out there that want to stop drag from happening.
Yeah, and it's almost like it's filtering into Canada too, because there's even like drag queen story times happening in London, Ontario, and people are calling to protest them. And
I saw that.
Not wanting to happen. There's bars that are saying you can't have all ages events anymore because we want to protect our community. Mm-hmm. Ew, lavish in Ontario, gross. London, Ontario, don't go there. So it's just it's strange how relevant it was.
Yeah.
And incredibly unfortunate. But yeah.
I think when filming, there was enough of the people, like protesters showing up to drag brunches,
yeah,
that they were able to distill that into a challenge. But it's only escalated. Yeah. It's only gotten worse. So I don't know. I'm very scared for, like, I don't know, the political landscape of drag.
Well, and for everybody here in the room and for everybody listening at home, just remember that we're just people too.
Yeah.
And I hate kids. I don't want to groom them. Get them away from me.
And we went to Disney on Ice last night.
We went to Disney on Ice.
That's drag too. I'm sorry. They have just as much sequin hairspray and terrible wigs on their head.
Speak for yourself.
We have good wigs.
Yeah,
on.
We have good wigs.
Our wigs are better.
But yeah, we were literally watching it. We were just like, this is just as draggy as a drag show is. I think even more because they have confetti cannons and fireworks and rhinestones and lip syncing. Horrible lip syncing. But lip syncing. And no, I'm just kidding, Disney on Ice. Please don't hate me. Yeah.
Are you listening? Are you Disney?
Disney's like, ban her.
But we looked out into the audience and just saw all these families, all these children, and the fact that this basically is drag, it's mind-boggling to me that they all of a sudden can separate it from what we do versus that show last
night. Well, it's because
night.
We're a part of a marginalized community.
Exactly.
That they're just like, you're immediately a worse person because you're not part of our big straight group.
Ew.
Straight people. Sorry if there's any of you here. It's okay. How was it coming out to your parents that you're heterosexual? Was that hard? Was that rough? They were happy about it?
They appreciated it.
Good. Mine were like, damn it. Anyways.
We have a very straight brother.
Yeah, I have a very heterosexual family, but whatever. Anyways.
Me, on the other hand, very gay family.
Cynthia has so many gay people in her family.
Yes.
But Nevertheless, back to the episode.
Enough of my gay family. So we go to the main stage. Ba, 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 da, ba.
Triggered.
I was talking backstage. Did y'all know that they play that music on the loudspeakers while we're finishing our makeup backstage in the workroom? So you're feeling a little nervous. They blast that music.
What?
They do. Juice, they did for me.
For you?
It actually was very stress-inducing because it was like, oh, that's the sound that's going to play on the episode right before we walk out on the runway.
Oh, no, they just froze us to death.
True. It was very freezing.
Yeah, they just froze us to death, and I was there one episode, so they might have done it. I just don't remember.
Were you triggered when you saw all the snow outside today?
Yes.
You're like, not again.
Not again.
Not again.
I got the Vietnam stare. I just stared into the space. Like, it was so cold.
But let's talk about RuPaul. He came out in my favorite color combo, hot pink and orange. Mm-hmm. That combination to me... Mwah. Chef's kiss, looking like a snack. Michelle's out there looking lovely in red. We've got Bossy Rossi in a zebra print top and Orville Peck.
I love him.
As the guest judge.
He's so handsome.
And he would like to keep the mask on, please. Get it? Because that's his thing. Thank you for the laugh in the background.
Thank you, appreciate that.
I like that. I kind of know Orville.
Silence. Silence among the crowd.
Just a kind of a fun fact.
They're like, wow, Cynthia, we're here to talk about Drag Race, not about your famous friends. Thank you.
But the guest the guest judge on the episode, that's the only one.
I know. He's very handsome. No. If anybody's able to see Orville Peck live, he's incredible. He's got such a beautiful voice. He sounds exactly the same.
Yeah. Damn. That like deep country voice.
So tall.
Firm
looking.
Very firm. I like how he braided the fringe in his mask so it like didn't get in the way.
I liked his shoulders.
Oh, and he did like a cute little vest with flames.
Yeah, and he had a nice little bit of cleavage too. Anyways.
Ooh, a little décolletage.
Décolletage.
Okay, and then we premiere the Rusical Wig Loose. I said wig loose.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of that.
Yes, girl, I'm telling you.
Lucy LaDuca, unhinged.
She's everywhere.
Alaska also performed Let Loose the other day. It was incredible.
So let's dive in. What did we think of this Rusical?
It wasn't the Kardashian Rusical, but it was good.
It wasn't Under the Big Top, my Rusical.
Ooh, woof.
Because it wasn't live. I'm waiting for another live Rusical.
I got a
check out my
sleeve.
Let loose. I said let loose. You're holding it together, baby. What's the use? Let loose. I said let loose. I'm giving you permission. You got no use.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it? BetterHelp is the perfect neutral party.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Boom.
Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential.
You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
We have a special offer to the semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL will be in the show notes. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Yeah, I mean, I kind of like when they're not live because... Do you know when you watch something and it's so stressful? Like when you have to see them do comedy challenges or when you have to see them do improv and you're so stressed out for them because it's live and it's secondhand cringe. I like when it's not live because I don't get the secondhand cringe. I just get to see this horrible rusical and them just lip sync and I'm just like, good, it's just a drag show and I feel calm.
No, I love the stress.
I love feeling calm.
I'm addicted to stress. That's why I'm a performer. I just shake inside until it's over.
she's squeezing something super hard under the table right now.
My sister last night, she couldn't even get through this sentence without laughing. She was like, do you struggle with anxiety? I'm so sorry. Of course you do. I was like, Vanessa, you know this.
I don't.
Know this or you don't struggle?
I don't struggle with anxiety.
Well, that's cute.
No one got that joke. That's
no
fine.
One got that joke. Well, let's dive in. What did you think of this musical?
I said it was good. I liked it. It wasn't no Kardashian musical, but I liked it. It wasn't. Remember when they did that awful pharmaceutical one? Woof.
Oh,
it wasn't
Utica.
That.
Yes, she had.
Utica's was bad.
Yeah. Okay, but so aside from it reminding you of others, what were your standouts? Who in this cast on season 15?
Season 15, choose. I really liked Mistress, but okay. I just like the way that Mistress performs. I really enjoy the way that she kind of like goes about things, the way that she lip syncs and the way that she paints her face. So everything about her I really enjoyed. And I would say, I want to say Sasha, but I just am so biased. So Sasha.
I thought it was so punk for a trans woman to pick the male character and then have, I don't know. I loved her answer too. She wanted to break the stigma of choosing that role.
Well, because it could be very dysphoric for someone to do something like that.
100%. So to see them be so comfortable, funny, entertaining, it's just like, what can't Sasha Colby do?
Nothing.
Literally nothing.
I would like to know in the audience who wants Sasha Colby to win. Thank you. I love that you guys just raise your hands. It is so polite.
That is so hot.
You can scream. It's like a drag show. You could be like, woo, Sasha Colby.
It's our soft voices.
It's because we're, it's who?
ASMR. Like Sasha.
Who really likes Sasha Colby?
No, Sasha killed it. I also thought bonus points for Anitra. Mm-hmm. She did a great job. How did we feel about this boy drag, though?
I just found it not unnerving, but it just kind of like, I couldn't fall into the fantasy. Like, yeah. I love to fall into the fantasy. When I just saw them as boys on stage, I was just like, it's like we're in the workroom, you know?
Yeah, and there was something about the way, Selena even said it was really vulnerable for them to do that, because they don't present themselves that way on stage.
Well, I couldn't do it.
That's what I
could never do it. Oh my God, if they were like, can you get up as a boy and go do this number? I'd be like, you can just send me home right now.
But if they gave you, like,
eat me out.
A lace front, like, short hair wig.
Oh, if they gave me, like, a boy hair... Oh, I'd feel, excuse my language, I'd feel so pussy if I got to have a little boy hair on, because I'm bald like a cue ball under there. So if they gave me that, I'd be like, okay, maybe I'll do it.
Not the short hair making you feel pussy.
I feel like pink. Anyways.
But I find, I don't know, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I perform, if I'm not wearing my pads, if I'm not wearing my like padded bra, I'm just so used to carrying myself so feminine on stage.
This is a t-shirt. I forgot my bra.
Tricks of the trade. But I feel like, I don't know, I know what you mean. I maybe feel a little uncomfortable out there.
I would feel a little off, but you know, maybe for $200,000 I would feel differently.
That's true. Twist my arm.
I always forget about that. It's a lot of money. Anyways,
not tax free though. Not like in Canada.
How big is the tax in the US?
It's a lot.
Is it?
I think they would walk away, like, I think all said and done, like, it's, I think you walk away with something more like 65% of it. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Don't take my...
Oh, do you know?
I do know.
Oh.
Total amount of tax paid is 35%.
Who's really good at math? Who's really good at math?
See? Wasn't
65.
I?
Period.
But I said,
I love that.
And I said that.
And you said that. I love that. Good for you. I was sitting here like, okay, I don't know, $50.
But you know, the bookings, Mama, afterwards, they stay blessed.
Not like the Canadians.
No, we're doing great.
I'm joking. I just like to roast.
We're here at Comic-Con. Hey. I'm loving life. But yeah, overall, I thought it was great, but I'm glad everyone finished the Rusical in drag.
Yeah. Like, imagine they did it all out of drag.
No, that'd be strange.
Oh, I would hate it.
And there was something about seeing Lucy LaDuca. This is what I wanted to say. I love her tattoos, but the character was like this preppy little boy.
Covered in tattoos.
Covered in sleeves and like stick and poke. And I was just like, that was the one thing that was sticking out for me. I was like, something about your... I don't know, your skin, I guess, doesn't make sense for the role.
Wow.
Cynthia. Because she covers herself fully in drag. Like, I get bubblegum princess at all times from her.
I just want everyone to keep in mind that's what Cynthia just said. She hates Lucy LaDuca's tattoos. She's like, you're disgusting.
We messaged. I love Lucy.
Do you message Lucy?
And she messaged back.
You stupid bitch.
I told her to let loose. I said, let loose.
We do actually talk.
I messaged her after the Snatch Game. She was phenomenal.
She was really good.
She was really phenomenal.
And we have a Snatch Game winner here.
We do.
Me.
That's right. You were on the Snatch Game.
Shh, don't tell anyone.
There's going to be enough drag out there that we can just start lying. And like they won't
be able
to remember.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
I exclusively lie about my season. If someone hasn't watched my season, the best is if they say they did, I'll try to catch them.
Trick them.
Oh, every single time. They'll be like, hi, what's your name? And I'll say, Lemon. Oh my God, so nice to meet you. I loved you on your season. Thank you.
Yeah.
One time I said Jimbo, you have no idea how long I kept that one going. And they believed me for so long.
Really?
Yeah.
Lemon, I can completely understand.
I get mistaken for Lemon a lot, especially if I wear blonde hair. But I take that as a compliment. She's stunning. Jimbo, hilarious that they thought I was Jimbo, looking like this.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah. Oh my God, Jimbo, I love you. I'm like, thanks.
But we finished the Rusical and we get our little runway of the week. And the category is, everybody say glove. Say it with me now. Everybody say glove.
Glove.
Everybody say glove. Doesn't that make you feel warm inside?
I love you guys. Everybody lift. If you're wearing a glove, raise your hand.
There we go. That is way less than I was anticipating for Comic-Con.
I'm obsessed with you guys.
And you didn't even raise it all the way. You were like...
They're very meek little hand raises.
That was a meek hand raise, I will say.
I have a glove, I guess.
But I liked the theme. Very broad, latex-esque.
Sort of.
What did you think the theme was back when we were watching?
I thought it was rainbow because they were all coming out in like full chromatic outfits, like for the first three.
Mm.
It was like a full color. So I went, I didn't hear everybody say glove. So I looked at Cynthia. I went, is this like rainbow or something? She was like, everybody say glove. I was like, oh, that explains the gloves.
We stressed panicking backstage because Juice didn't watch the episode.
I watched
yet.
It literally right before we walked out.
We took a photo and like, Juice's hand is the episode streaming because we have to
but
talk
But could
about
you
it.
Tell? Thank you. None of you could tell.
I outed you.
Shut up.
I know. What else is new? Okay, but let's dive into these runways. Up first is the Lucy Goosey herself, Miss LaDuca. What did we think?
I liked it. It was a little... It wasn't loose for me.
It was very tight.
It was very tight. It wasn't... I didn't feel let loose for Miss Lucy LaDuca on it, but I really liked the... I love a chromatic look.
So when you're saying that, do you mean one color?
One color.
Okay, cool.
Am I saying that wrong? Is that wrong? No, thank you. You always know.
Yeah.
I love you.
Monochromatic,
God
right?
Damn it.
Because chromatic would just mean like...
I love a chromatica look.
I didn't ask.
That'd be a good runway.
I mean...
Yeah, that'd be a good runway. I love a monochromatic look. Thank you so much.
Here's the thing. Her color was like... It was latex and it was like army olive green. Here's the thing, folks. That fabric and that color together, you just kind of look like a dusty balloon. I said let loose.
Clip this, send it to Lucy. She will no longer DM you.
She will. Lucy, we get each other like that. It wasn't, if I could slide on a hue saturation tool and make that a different color, I would be down. It just was the olive. Did you like that?
If I could visual. Do a real life hue saturation to that god awful color, I would just whoop right over.
Just slide it over to a blue or a purple. The green, it wasn't for me. But we have a podcast.
I'm fucking howling. That's so funny. I'm so sorry for my language again. No. But I liked it. I just thought it was a little too, it felt a little uptight for me.
Yeah. But what about Anitra?
I thought it was great.
Again, though, this has been your thing with her the whole season.
It looked like a dance costume.
It was a dance costume.
Looked, I've just stopped saying it. Everything Anitra has been wearing looks like she's ready to go on stage in Vegas, which isn't a bad thing. It's great. But sometimes I'm like, but where's the fashion?
Yes.
But is it fashion?
Yes.
Me saying this, wearing a dance costume every single time I walk out on a stage, but is it fashion?
Do as we say, not as we do.
Yes.
Here on Semi Qualified Queens.
Semi.
Qualified. I know what you mean. It was a bit simplistic.
A little bit.
But she looks great. The body was everything. It's just sometimes you want to wear something so ornate that you can't lip sync in it. You need to take something off.
And that would stress me out. Oh my God, stressy on a grande. If I was walking out there and I was in an outfit that I couldn't accidentally lip sync in because I knew I did god awful that week, I'd be like, I'm going to barf or have a panic attack on stage. Oh, wait.
That happens.
Already did that.
Anyways. Ew, you like that? Okay, next we have Mistress on the runway.
Obsessed.
I loved this. Folks who didn't see this episode yet, she's coming out. It's yellow marigold. It fits her like a glove. She has these boa sleeves.
Fits her like a glove.
It just looked so incredible, so ornate. And then she had all these chains that she kind of just like held out with her hand and dangled as she walked down the runway. I just think she's that classic drag that we all love.
I know. Sometimes I wish Toronto drag was like Texas drag.
Me too.
I know.
What is it like?
What's Toronto drag like?
Toronto drag.
It's
undescribable.
It's a workhorse drag.
Yes.
You put something on, God willing it doesn't fall apart, and you just dance for 4.5 hours and just play whatever the audience wants.
Oh, we're so like Anitra would thrive.
Yeah, Anitra would thrive. Yeah. We're like glorified jukeboxes in Toronto. Yeah. Somebody actually, Michelle Duberry, thought my drag name was Jukebox. I went, oh, hi, my name's Juicebox. And she went, Jukebox? And I went, yes, Michelle, Jukebox. For those of you that don't know, Michelle Duberry is the oldest drag queen in the world. She's from Toronto. She's like an old church lady that just walks around in drag shows. It's hilarious.
What did we think of Lux on the runway?
It wasn't giving me glove.
Like, and the wig was too small.
Was she wearing that same wig where she looked like Kelly Rowland?
Well, it was the one that she was grilling Lucy for not being pregnant when doing Beyonce. Do you remember she was wearing that pink
Kelly Rowland hair?
The Kelly Rowland
hair. Yeah, she looked like Kelly Rowland in Freddy vs. Jason where she said the F word. Iconic.
Iconic. Next we have Selena. And I want to say, this is one of my favorite looks she's worn the whole season.
Shut up.
Because it fit her.
Just for those of you that have not watched the episode, she did look really good, but she had these giant
hands on.
Massive glove hands. They were like this big, huge hands. And she was just like walking out with them. She looked like, do you know what those like, those hands that you throw against a wall and it's like sticks to it.
Yes.
It was like those.
She was the drag personification of that.
Yeah,
toy.
It's like if someone looked at that and went, drag, and then just put it as an outfit. I didn't hate it, but it was just like, okay, that's a choice. But that's what Selena's been doing is like, she'll find something. She'll be like, here's my outfit. And then she'll find something large, massive, and weird and be like, I'm going to put this on top of it.
Yeah.
And so she threw those hands on, and it was, I thought, insane, but
yeah, I loved it.
Great.
I was so happy to see her in something skin tight
because like, she's the body girl.
She is an undercover body girl.
The undercover body girl. I know. Sasha,
love an upcycle moment.
Thrifty queen.
Take these baseball gloves and make it fashion, bitch.
So for those of you again that didn't see, she took a bunch of baseball gloves, sewed them into a bodycon of an outfit that only Sasha Colby could wear because I would look like an absolute monster in it. But she looked so good.
I know. If I tried on any of Sasha's clothing, it would just be so wrong. She could just pull off anything. Her body, her silhouette.
I know.
I swear.
I know. What's it like to have a beautiful shape like a woman?
Well, do you think I do?
No.
See, I don't. What?
No, I was talking about Sasha. She has a beautiful shape. She has a beautiful womanly shape, and we don't.
I was like, I can't relate. These shoulders?
I'm like a wiener dog, just right on through. Yeah, hog body.
I'm a pear.
Oh, a pear?
Oh, maybe an upside down pear. Or I'm becoming like a cake pop from Starbucks. or I have my legs, then I have just
I would say more of like a Dorito shade.
Hey, I'll take it.
Yeah, Dorito.
I love Doritos.
Bitch, look how fucking sponsored. Orange you look.
I'll take it. Oh my God. I want to get into a spray tan era. Somebody stop me.
Speaking of spray tan, so our bottom two for the week are Lucy and Selena, and our winner is Anitra. They let her have a week off. They said, no lip syncing this week, Anitra. You can take a break. We are just going to let you go back. You can have a little win. And then we're going to watch Lucy lose her goddamn mind because she did not win another week. And Selena lip sync.
Yeah. What did you think of this lip sync?
It was fun. They lip synced to Running Up That Hill by
Kate Bush.
Yep. Running Up That Hill.
Have you heard the Kim Petras cover of that?
No.
It's so good.
Is it?
It's amazing.
Yes. Is it good? Hi, Mel.
Thanks, Mel. but this song, it's kind of a ballad. I would consider this a ballad. So they were very still, stoic.
Stiff.
Emotional. We love that, like, passion in the eyes, and then you slowly, like, kneel on the stage. My thing is, you're stuck there. How do you get up gracefully in a ballad? You gotta, like, you know, like,
get up gracefully in a ballad, but it's like, if you're gonna get up gracefully in a ballad, it's gonna be sexy, and it's gonna have to, it changes the vibe of the song. I find.
And well, were they running up that road? Were they running up that hill? Were they running up that building?
Give her a record deal. Overall, I didn't love the lip sync, but I just thought it was a weird choice for a song.
But it's trending right now because of the TikTok.
Yeah. The TikTok.
The TikTok.
Because of the TikTok. You know, the TikTok. So here's where the big spoiler comes. Is everybody okay if we give the spoiler of who goes home tonight? Is that okay? If you do not want to hear who goes home, please cover your ears. Slam, just la 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 la. So unfortunately, Selena S. Titties, our undercover body girl, gets yeeted off the stage. Yeah. And it felt rigged. Riggy on a grande. Because I don't think she was the worst.
That week.
Ooh.
I think maybe her time was up, like, at large. Like, overall.
Yes. Promise. No. We'll wrap it up. I'm so sorry. Love you. Thank you so much.
I thought it was her time.
Huh?
As much as I love Selena.
It was her time, but I feel like they could have got rid of her another week and not had her and not have done this. So, you know, it felt a little rigged for me. For me. It's like when they got rid of Spice or like when they got rid of, you know, some other girls. It felt like it wasn't her time, but they were like, well, it's her time in our producer schedule, so that's when she gets to go. Yeah. You know, and that's what I find with the American season, but that's just me being a little jaded.
Oh my God. That's what our podcast should be called.
Jaded.
Semi-jaded
queens.
But that's the episode.
Yeah. So for those of you that need to watch the episode, now you don't have to. You had our wonderful description of it. So sorry. But we really, really appreciate you guys coming to watch us. Thank you guys so much. I genuinely thought there was just going to be an empty room here. So I really appreciate you guys coming to see us. Just you two just sitting there like bald.
That would be amazing too.
Yeah. But if you guys want to, you can always listen to Semi-Qualified Queens. We put out episodes every single week. I don't remember what day, Anthony.
Monday, Tuesday.
Thank you so much. I don't remember.
Yeah, I was going to say, it depends when we get our shit together.
Monday night. I don't know. Anyways. Yeah. But we really appreciate you guys. You can follow us on all of our socials or listen to us every single week. This is our editor, Anthony. Say hi, Anthony.
Slay. No,
without Anthony, we would be drowning in the water. And we want to big thank you to the Canadian Podcast Awards for having us here today. Say hi, Podcast Awards.
We're honored.
Thank you guys so much. And sorry we went a little bit over our time, and we really appreciate you guys staying with us. Oh, are we good?
I think we're good.
You're stuck here.
Yeah, we got that buffer. Do we want to take any questions from the audience really quickly?
Do you want to do one? Oh.
I love it.
Hi.
Hi, cutie.
Hi, sweetheart.
Question. What do you think of the published song Phenomenon by RuPaul and the Cats?
Ooh, the published song Phenomenon by the Cats. I love that song. Is that song scandalous? Unlovable.
Oh, you just love it. Oh, and you just want to know if we like it or not.
It's good.
I don't remember it.
Phenomenon. Da, ba, 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 domino.
Oh, really? I just, for those of you that listen to the pod, you'll know this. If you don't listen to the pod, here's something new about me. I hate drag music.
But she loves my song, Shine.
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 Drag music makes me want to slam my face against the wall. And if I go to you and I'm like, you know what, your song's actually, you know, I actually really enjoy it. That is the highest of compliments because drag music makes me want to die.
That's how she said it to Kendall. She's like, your song doesn't suck. And she's like,
Kendall was really mad.
That's not enough of a compliment.
She was like, what kind of compliment is that? I was like, what? Drag music sucks.
Yeah, I love Phenomenon. Yeah. Any other questions?
Shane.
Hi.
Yes, of course. Sure.
Actually, if you want to see our outfits in full and maybe take some photos with us, we are going to be at the Canadian Podcast Awards booth. We'll obviously stand up for you right now because you asked us, but I'm just hype. I'm just promoting. From what time? 2:30 to 4:30. Yeah, if you guys want to come, take photos, tell me how pretty I look, tell Cynthia she looks gaudy. Like, that's fine.
It's a bit much, Cynth.
It's a bit much, Cynth. There's a bit much. But yeah, we'll stand up for you.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, no worries. We can do one more. Oh,
yeah.
Is it cool if we do them? Yeah. Is that cool? What was yours, babe? Oh, were you just waving? Oh, me. No, you in the.
Oh, no, I was taking my money.
Right.
Let's do
so what was yours, sweetheart? I love you. I'll take your money.
I was wondering if you have any music upcoming or any, I guess, new projects on the way.
Shine.
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 We're going to keep shining. There's more music from Brat Pack coming this year, so stay tuned.
I really, really, really want to. I probably won't, but I want to do a parody album, and it's just very overtly serious acoustic covers of other Drag Race Girl songs. But just like so, like high candlelight version. You know, and just be so serious about it. But I probably will never
guess
do it.
Guess who's back in the house?
Heels.
Tick, clack, clack, about.
Or like slam poetry them
fine,
all.
Fine, fresh,
you know?
Feminine.
Yeah.
Style 211 I'm.
you should just do it at this point. We could do it. That's the semi-qualified Queens album. It's just
yes.
Overtly serious covers of other songs. Yeah, that's what I really want to do.
Oh my God. But yeah, that's, stay tuned.
Yeah.
Shine. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
We love you.
Bye, besties.
Share the podcast. Hit that bell notification so whatever day of the week we post, it lands in your little cellular.
Dang. Mwah. Bye. Let's
Bye.
All awkwardly stare at each other while you leave.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Okay, so that was the live episode. And obviously the things that we missed were some of the comments made on the main stage, mostly Lux's dissertation.
Yeah, who should go home and why? And then Lux just decides to read everyone instead.
But not even read them, just read them like with compliments and why they're so amazing, and then just be like, and Lucy LaDuca, you suck. Like, just rips, just destroys her. And Lucy, you could see, was just like, da, da,
yeah.
Da.
It's creeping in on Luz. I feel like she is.
She's gotta let loose.
She's gotta let loose. Mm-hmm. That song. That's the theme of the week.
Mm-hmm.
We're calling this episode "Let Loose."
Let loose.
We said let loose.
Yes. And then some other things that we've seen since we recorded was Selena S. Titties going viral on Twitter for calling Ross Matthews the F word.
Yes.
I know.
I mean, so this is because of Ross's feedback on the main stage saying the cat suit should have been black.
Yes.
Okay.
And I mean, if that's how she feels about Ross Matthews saying that, like, how's she going to feel about the way that we've been ripping her apart? I never want her to hear this podcast.
Selena, I'll buy you a drink.
Selena, just know that we love you. It's just sometimes your fashion choices just aren't our favorite, but I think that's fine.
And remember, we are obsessed with your body.
You're the body girl.
You're the body girl.
That's what, we just want to see your body so bad.
We just want more of it.
We just want to see so much of your body. You know what? I think we just want to have sex with Selena.
Oh yeah, DTF.
We're just DTF with Selena. But I think a lot of people are being a bit mean to Selena about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saying that her handlings of it was too what?
I think they're just like Team Ross. I think they like, sometimes I think people take the like F word thing a little far when I'm just like, I say it all the time. I don't care.
Right.
I thought it was funny. And I think it was just her in the moment, high on emotions, having fun after a couple cocktails in a bar.
Oh, completely.
I don't think it was anything serious, but you know how the fans take things serious.
Yeah. I think like we need to give the girls like a month grace period post elimination.
I'd say 6 months grace period.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
after a month, maybe then tweets, things on the mic, the girl has maybe equaled out a little bit. Like, maybe you're still inside hurting. But
it's
like,
a lie.
But right, fresh. That was probably a viewing party, folks.
Yeah.
And so you've just rewatched something, re-traumatized yourself. She was probably just in her feels. So if you're on Team Ross here, I argue maybe go Switzerland and go back to neutral. And just remember, it's a reality TV show.
It's a reality TV show on the girly who's in her feelings, and she's just giving us more TV off camera. It's yeah. great.
And I stand by what I said. I thought that was the strongest Selena Stiddy's look we saw all season.
No, I don't think it was her strongest one, but it wasn't her worst.
The pregnant pause.
She had that one really beautiful one, I think 2 weeks ago. Remember that?
She had a great showing. Honestly, I'll miss her.
I will miss her. Yeah. She was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I loved her. And I thought I loved her talking heads. I think mm-hmm. she was so funny.
Truly.
And very handsome.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Something about this cast. I really like this cast. They did really good for this one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But yeah, that was the scandal. Be nice to the girlies.
Yeah. But speaking of being nice, you can follow us on all of our socials. Oh my God, I usually have the script in front of me. I don't have it. You get semi-qualified queens pod on gmail, sqqpod on Instagram, using the hashtag semi-qualifiedquestions, or you can email us at semi-qualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com. If I got that wrong, I'm so sorry.
On Twitter, we're sqqpod.
I did that already.
She did that already?
No, you want to do SpeakPipe.
And if you want to submit an audio clip.
Yes.
If you want to submit an audio clip to the podcast, just write in and record at www.speakpipe/sqqpod.
Thank you guys so much. And we're going to be back next week with another one of our hour and a half long tangents. Going to the final five?
Yeah.
Final five.
I know.
I'm shocked there hasn't been any double eliminations, any double saves.
I mean, it's coming.
It's got
something. There's a twist coming.
There's
got to be something.
It feels like such a short season. But anyways, we will see you guys next week. And thank you guys so much.
Mwah.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.